राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद।
Last time we were reading very very exciting story. Thank you. page 274. So the writer of his book is now writing about his guru.
Last time we are missing.
I think you were not here, Nepal. Nepal, yeah. So now it's a description of, so it's about Sri Gauranga Das Babaji, and his name was birth Dhirendra. Dhirendra
means the birth from the Dhira,
from the peaceful, sober. The king of sober. And now his description from his college. So he went to Scottish Church College. Mm-hmm. This was his college.
This is Prabhupada also went.
Maybe something like that. It was near Calcutta.
Prabhupada went to this college.
Scottish College.
Yes, oh. I went once.
Ah, you visited this place. Yeah. Oh, my
because
God.
Because Prabhupada, I think, centennial.
Ah, there.
And at that time, we visited with a few devotees.
Ah, take mic, Jananda. Huh? Take mic.
This is Scotty Church.
Scottish Church College.
This college, I think Prabhupada was graduate or Prabhupada went to this college.
Mm.
And Prabhupada's centennial, I think 1997.
Mm.
There is some opportunity to celebrate Prabhupada's centennial.
100 years.
100 years.
Oh.
And then, at that time, I had the opportunity to visit his college.
Oh,
with Bhaktichara Swami. Oh. And other devotees.
Oh.
And Subhas Chandra Ghosh also. Chandra Ghosh. He's like kind of, you know, when World War II, at that time he was one of kind of leader of army.
Oh, he was in this school.
He's in this school. Very famous person. Mm. So, and many this college students also celebrate with Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada in this college. This is my guess. This
maybe.
This. Sí, dicen ya. Sí.
Okay. Radha, Radha, we're back. So, he had. It's described that he had amazed. He was brilliant and had wonderful memory. He could remember and reproduce exactly whatever he heard only once. Mm. He was a good football player. Wow. It's written. Dhirendra. Yeah. No. Dhirendra is Gauranga Das Babaji.
Oh, he's
Dhirendra. Yeah. Yeah. He was also a good wrestler. Yeah. Once one Japanese wrestler visited and was doing demonstration of his skill, mm-hmm. and then Dhirendra defeated even him in wrestling. Yeah. So, and also it is said his religious learnings. His religious leanings, meaning direction, were also noted by his parents. And they presumed, they apprehended already that he might run away from home. Presumed, they thought maybe it's possible.
Like after Vishwambara about Nimrod.
He might run away from home and become a sadhu. So they tried to marry him, of course, as early as possible. Yeah. One day,
Indian problems.
translators, this is okay, speed, everything fine? Yeah, okay, Ananda Prema Radhe, thank you. Okay, I see them. Yeah, thank you. One day, when Dhirendra was sitting in drawing room in his house, one gentleman came in. And Dhirendra could guess from his dress and his behavior that this is a rich man, and he knew that he never saw him before. It was the first time that he knew him. So this gentleman inquired, "Is Bhupendra Babu in?" "Yes," replied Dhirendra. Then this gentleman was looking very closely and affectionately at Dhirendra and said, "Aren't you Bhupendra Babu's son Dhirendra?" Dhirendra sensed that maybe he had come with a matrimonial proposal. Yeah, to marry him. And then he became concerned, like Dhirendra became concerned. He said, No, I'm not Dhirendra. What have you to do with Dhirendra? What do you need Dhirendra for?" And the gentleman said, I have come with a marriage proposal for my daughter with Dhirendra. But there is no Dhirendra anymore. He's dead." Dhirendra replied, "Dead? What happened to him? Bhupendra Babu wrote to me only the other day asking me to come and see him. He died of cholera yesterday." Oh, what a tragedy. "I would like to meet Bhupendra Babu. You know, he is not in the mood to meet anyone. He's so absent from sorrow and pain." So gentleman returned sad to his home and disappointed. But Dhirendra was alarmed. He thought that the plan was under that there was a plan under going under, like going on, to tie him with Maya. He was determined to renounce the world and take shelter under the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev before the plan came true about his marriage. The same night, he sneaked away from home. My God. And the next morning, surrendered himself completely at the feet of his Gurudev. Gurudev sent him to Samajbani in Navadvip to do bhajan under the guidance of Lalita Dasi, who was another Siddha disciple of Sri Radharaman Charan Das Babaji. Bhupendra Babu, his father, in the meantime, already sent his men all around to search, to find Dhirendra. And as soon as he came to know that Dhirendra was in Samajbani, in Navadvip. He came there with Hajari Babu, a police inspector. Oh my God, deprogramming. Deprogramming in progress. And two constables, my God, to bring him home with their help if necessary. Wow. First, he left the police outside and went in to see Dhirendra alone. He tried to pursue Dhirendra in all possible ways to return home. When all his attempts failed, he turned back to call the police. But he had hardly gone a few steps when he returned, looking all around in bewilderment and saying, "Oh, where have you gone so soon as you came? Will I not have your darshan again?" Lalita Dasi was watching him all along, and she again asked, "Babu, whom are you looking for?" "That tall Babaji. I'm looking for that tall Babaji with light radiating from his face." He was bewildered.
When his father turned and do a few steps,
then Lalita Dasi said to him, "Who are you looking for?"
His father.
Yeah, he was this. Yeah. Like, who are you looking for? Because he forgot.
He forgot.
I'm looking for that tall Babaji with light radiating from his face. He followed me and tapped me on the back. When I turned around, he embraced me. And his voice choked with emotion. And he was like, and he said, "And I shivered. And a shiver passed through my spine. He looked at me tenderly with tears in his eyes and said to me, 'Bhupen, how long would you continue under the illusion that things which do not really belong to you are yours and therefore suffer untold misery when they are removed from you? You do not know that Dhirendra is mine.'" Then Bhupendra continued, "Oh, his magic touch, it seems to completely have disillusioned me. Where is he? I feel so distressed without being able to see him again." Then Lalita Dasi said, "Come, I shall take you to him." She took Babu to the life-size statue of Sri Radharaman Charan Das Dev in Samajbani and said, "See, isn't he the same Babaji?" Yes, it's him," said Bhupendra Babu. He fell at Babaji's feet and just mumbled God knows what, while tears flowed incessantly from his eyes. He was now a changed man. His illusion had gone. He had realized that his claim against Dhirendra was false. Dhirendra belonged to his guru and guru's guru, and the path he had chosen was the only right path for the discriminating person whose eyes are opened.
So, this is session. Everybody understand.
Mm.
I also.
So this is Shri Radha Raman Charandas Baba is very, very famous Baba at that time.
Oh.
At that time, very famous.
Which town? Huh? No, the...
Which period?
About 1900 or maybe 1900 or maybe 1900, you know, 2030. At that time, maybe, you know, 1880, 1890, or 1920, 1930, you know, something like that.
18th century, 20th century.
Yes. 19th century to 20th century is kind of, you know, from like last part of 19th century to from beginning of 20th century. So this Baba, this Siddha Mahatma is Siddha disciple Lalita Dasi. So, and this Deependra, no, Dhirendra. Dhirendra become Lalita Dasi's disciple. Means this Radha Raman Charan Das Baba is Paramagurudev. So father looking for his son, at that time Paramagurudev appeared in his vision. And then he touched and he opened father's eyes. And this is very interesting, this word. I was impressed. He said, Dhirendra belonged to his guru and guru's guru. The path had chosen was the only right path for discriminating person whose eye had opened. So this is we understanding. Actually, disciple belong to not only guru, but also Paramagurudev. And in this case, Paramagurudev Paramagurudev help his grand disciple.
It's like in ordinary family, we belong not only to our father, but grandfather and the lineage.
Yes.
In same way, but in spiritual way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So like sometimes like say father, mother, sometimes difficult to help son. At that time, grandfather or grandmother came, you know, and then sometimes grandmother, grandfather help his grand, you know, children, like Sadhu Maharaj. You know, grandfather, grandmother helping Sadhu Maharaj. So similarly, in this case, it's not family one, but this is spiritual lineage. This Paramagurudev appear to help this Dhirendra. And this is, you know, interesting. Dhirendra belong to his guru and guru's guru. This is very, very, very touching.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada told his disciple, but for the grandfather, his grandchildren's more dear.
Ah.
The father means to him.
Ah.
Radhe.
Radhe.
It's a base camp calling.
Radhe.
Anakaji, could you repeat this wonderful line close to the end where he says, "Why are you suffering for the thing that does not belong to you?"
Ah, yeah. So, Bhupen, how long would you continue under illusion that things which do not really belong to you are yours, and therefore suffer untold misery when they are removed from you?
That's it. It's the most beautiful contradiction you can think. The things that we suffer or are the things that don't even belong to us. And the things that belong to us, the thing that belongs to us, namely our soul, can never be taken away.
Mm.
We only suffer when we attach to things that don't really belong to us and will go away anyway, will disappear, will perish. Just amazing paradox of human life. Radhe.
Wow, this is interesting.
Yeah, this is very good. This is a very good question.
This is foolishness.
Yeah, humans. Okay, we will continue reading. So, yeah. Bhupendra Babu, Dhirendra's father, returned home peacefully, leaving Dhirendra under the care of his gurus. After some time, Dhirendra went to Vrindavan with the permission of his guru and began to do bhajan under the guidance of Siddha Sri Jagadish Das Babaji of Kalyadaha. Kalyadaha is... So Jagannath Das Babaji was his Shiksha Guru.
No, Jagadisha.
Jagadish Das Babaji, his Shiksha Guru. Jagadish Das Babaji affectionately called him Gopal. Jagadish Das Babaji became Siddha by practicing Ashtakalya Lila Smarana.
Oh, he's asking to explain to him what does mean Ashtakalya Lila Smarana.
Maybe Radha Charanji.
Yeah, you tell. Yeah.
Doing Ashtakalya
Smarana. Theory is fine.
Radha Krishna Prabhu asks, what does it mean Ashtakalya Lila Smarana? The day of Radha Krishna divided on eight paths. Ashta means eight paths. Kalya means time. All time of day divided on eight paths. Each path have nature in which particular lila is happening. Like nighttime lilas, then they run away from their house. Or middle day pastimes on Radha Kunda, on the bank of Radha Kunda or bank of Surya Kunda. Or morning time, pastime, 7 o'clock, then Srimati Radhika coming to the Yashoda's house to cook for Krishna. To meditate on these lilas is the main sadhana for Raganuga Sadhaka, practitioner, aspiring practitioner. To they participating, how they take part in this lila. It's called Ashtakale Lila Smarana. Radhe.
Radhe, thanks.
Because whatever we think, this thinking or meditation become true. So if we think material things, then we may attain material object. But if we think Radha Mohan Lila, then our mind and thought become spiritual, also we may enter in that lila. So actually, honestly speaking, we are reading Virapaksamanjari. That is also a part of this Ashtakarya lila. But we may not realize it. So therefore, if we meditate Virapaksamanjari, even some small lila, this also kind of one part of kind of this Ashtakarya Lila Smarana, or maybe one glimpse, maybe.
So Jagadish Das Babaji did not usually initiate anyone into this kind of bhajan. Because Baba thought that only the sadhakas who had risen above bodily consciousness were eligible for it. But this time, Baba found Indirendra a sadaka who was obviously qualified for it. Therefore, he readily initiated Dhirendra. Dhirendra used to be absorbed all the time in Lila Smarana. Though outwardly, he only seemed to be wandering about on the bank of the Yamuna or in the forests.
Actually, this Ashtakarya Lila Smarana is some qualification. Mind should be pure. Here, Baba mentioned, if we have bodily consciousness or we have material desire, then it is not so much kind of encouraged to this Lila Smarana, or we cannot do sometimes. Because Radha Moha is spiritual. And pure thing, if we meditate, should be, our mind should be very pure. So therefore, this Jagadisha Das Babaji did not initiated in that kind of smarana. Because disciple need so much qualification to do this.
From body
consciousness. Yes. So, and then, but this Dhirendra's case, he's a very special person. He's very pure. So therefore, he could do this Lila Smarana. And he's like a Six Goswami, like, you know, wandering in the forest, wandering in the shore of Yamuna. And he did not care outside thing, you know, outward. This is a kind of little comment.
Sometimes people would say to Jagadish Das Babaji, your Gopal does not do any bhajan. He only wanders around like a lunatic, a crazy person. Jagadish Baba replied, what Gopal does is the bhajan of the highest order. He cannot do anything except bhajan.
Wow.
One evening, when Dhirendra was sitting by the side of Jagadish Das Babaji, Baba said, see, Gopal, Rama and Krishna returning from the forest with the cows. Oh, how beautiful they look, Dhirendra said. I do not see anything, Baba. Baba paused a little. Then patting him on the cheek, said blessingly, you will see, go. I have said, you will see. So he called him go. like nickname for Gopal, go.
Go?
Go, Baba called him go. You will see, go. You will see. After some time, Jagadish Das Babaji asked Dhirendra to study the Shastras and do bhajan under guidance of Pandit Ramakrishna Das Baba. During those days, Pandit Baba lived in Shyama Kuti near Kusum Sarovar. So Dhirendra began to live in a kuti near Gwala Pokhara, at some distance from Shyama Kuti.
So this is like, I think many people know the Kusum Sarovara. I guess many people know the Kusum Sarovara. So Kusum Sarovara, from Kusum Sarovara to not to the other side of Radha Kunda.
Towards Govardhan town.
Yeah.
Sorry, my question is from beginning of this discussion, then Andaka told, now we will read about the guru of the author, Obul Kapoor.
Mm-hmm.
And now I ask, how he is guru? Because I heard he is disciple of Bhaktivedanta Saraswati.
So, Radhan Charan ji asking, This also Kapo's guru is Gauranga Das Babaji Maharaj because he is a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Is it true? His question. Yes. Because after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Gaudiya Mata has kind of start fighting. And also, after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati
left.
Yeah. And this author, Dr. Kapo, it is difficult to find someone who guide him properly. And plus, he has wife. This Dr. Kapo had diksha, he got diksha from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But his wife has only Harinam. So his wife was completely shocked because she did not get diksha. And also, husband, this Dr. Kapo also, she lost father. He felt I'm like orphan. So therefore, he was looking for Siddha Mahatma to take shiksha or his wife getting from some Siddha from, you know, a diksha. So therefore, Dr. Kapo and his wife went to Vrindavan and asking, is there any Siddha Mahatma in Vrindavan? One old Babaji asking him. Then he's suggesting, don't you know Gauranga Das Babaji Maharaj? No. You should meet Gauranga Das Babaji Maharaj. As far as I know, he's only Siddha present moment. So therefore, this Dr. Kapo and his wife went to Gauranga Das Babaji Maharaj.
Direndra.
And then first meeting, Dr. Kapo and his wife explained, we lost our Gurudev. We don't know what to do. What shall I do? He's asking Gauranga Das Babaji Maharaj. Then Gauranga Das Babaji Maharaj, amazing, you know. He said, you go to this tree. This tree is Kalpa Vriksha. Whatever you pray to this tree, all your desire will fulfill. Go pray in front of this tree. This Siddha Mahatma Gauranga Das Babaji Maharaj told them. And then wife starts saying to Gauranga Das Babaji Maharaj, why should I go to Kalpa Vriksha? Because I already find guru in front of me. I want to beg you. Please give me diksha. Like this kind of stories. So anyway, so that is the story. And also internet was cutting. So, I think many devotees know the, Kusumu Sarobara. And near Kusumu Sarobara, little go far in the direction of Govardhan town. That is called Shamakuti, that place. And near Shamakuti is Guvara Pokkara, one pond, one lake there. So it seems this Pandita Baba, Jagadisha Baba, Pandita Ramakrishna Das Baba was staying that place. So actually we went to, I don't know, some devotee, we went to that place with Kabi and with other devotees. So anyway, so this is near Kusumu Sarobara, Radhe Radhe.
So Direndra began to live there near Gwalapokar, some distance from the place Shyamakuti, where Ramakrishna Baba lived. Every afternoon, Direndra would go to Pandit Baba to study Shastras from him. Direndra made intensive study of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shat Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami, and a number of other Bhakti Shastras. At this time, he also learned by heart all the Vani Granthas, books of verses in Vraja Bhasa, language of Vraja, that were speaking and describing divine Leela of Radha Krishna. Dhirendra became famous as a pandit who knows well Shastras in Vraja Sahitya, the literature of Vraj. Pandit Baba instructed Dhirendra to start giving discourses on the Bhakti Shastras in front of Shyam Kuti every evening. Mahatmas used to come even from distant places to listen to Dhirendra's discourses, which were learned and very intensely emotional and inspiring. Learned, intensely emotional and inspiring.
Oh.
Radha, Radha. After some time, again, on the instruction of Pandit Baba, Dhirendra went to his Diksha Guru, Ramdas Babaji, and got himself initiated into Vaishnava Sannyasa. He got name Gauranga Das.
I think, or maybe I'm wrong, this Ramdas Baba was Sadhu Maharaj's grandfather, met him. And this is interesting. This Pandit Baba sent his disciple to his Gurudev to take they here mentioned Vaishnava Sannyas.
Is this Vesh?
Yeah, Babaji
Vesh.
Yeah.
As a sannyasi, Gauranga Das possessions were a coping, small piece of cloth worn over the privatees. Bahirvasa and Karava. What is Bahirvasa and what is Karava?
Bahirvasa means the cloth, external place.
Yeah.
Ah, like chadar.
You know, so this kopin is like,
underwear.
Underwear. Oh. For Baba, that's, you know, like Babaji wear this kind of, you know, too close and, you know, that kind of underwear. Mm-hmm. And Bahirvasa is like, what do you say?
Longi.
Yeah, kind of longi.
Ah.
And then maybe, you know, kind of chada.
Mm-hmm.
And Karaba means kind of some kind of water.
A pot.
I think water pot. If I'm wrong, please somebody correct me. I think kind of.
For food, water and stuff.
Because Baba, you know, usually like sannyas, like kind of Babaji, they wear only coping and simple clothes and chada and kind of longi and some kind of, you know, how to say, some water kind of pot or some kind of water. Yeah.
So Gauranga Das lived all day and night inside some forest. He was doing his japa and meditation and came out into the village only once in the evening for Madhukari. One night, he saw in a dream that from a place near his kuti, an image of Giriraj was calling him and saying, "Take me to your kuti. I long for your service." Next morning, Gauranga Das went to that place. He saw some people had started started digging a well, water well. After digging only 2 or 3 feet, meaning like 60 centimeters, like this being 2 or 3 feet, 60 centimeters, a beautiful image of Giriraj appeared. And Gauranga Das saw that it was the same image that appeared to him in the dream.
Some picture.
Yeah, who knows? Let's see. At once, he lifted the stone, Shila, and like took it in his arms and brought it to his kuti. He began to serve Giridhari with his body, mind, and soul. But how could the company of the ascetic Gauranga Das and luxurious Giridhari last long? Gauranga Das never begged for anything from anyone except Madhukari, something to eat. But there was no end to the demands of Giridhari. Giridhari would ask for silken dress, golden flute, golden crown, choicest scents, fruits, sweets, what not. And Gauranga Das had to spend all his time in catering for Giriraj. Catering. Giridhari. Yeah. Catering. You want? Okay. Yeah.
How he can get golden fruit.
Yeah, let's see, maybe it's written. So he had hardly any time left for Lila Smarana. In this situation, he went to Vrindavan and reported everything to Jagadish, Das Baba, and said, "Now, you tell me whether I should obey you and spend all my time in Ashtakalya Lila Smarana or obey Giridhari and spend all my time in fulfilling his never-ending demands." So Jagadish Baba said, "With folded hands, you express to Giridhari your inability to serve him and go and leave him on the Govardhan Hill. You should yourself follow the path of abstinence."
Again.
So Jagadish Baba said to Gauranga Das, "With folded hands, you express to Giridhari that you are unable to serve him and go and leave him on the Govardhan Hill. You yourself should follow the path of abstinence." Renunciation. And bhajan shown by Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana. So Gauranga Das did this. Sanatana Goswami followed the path of severe renunciation and self-restraint merely to keep soul and body together. He ate bhati, ball of wheat flour, slightly flattened and baked, without even salt, and offered the same to his deity, Sri Madan Mohan, in Boga offering. So one day, Madan Mohan said to Sanatana, "It's very difficult for me to swallow your saltless balls of flour.
My God. At least give me some salt with them.
Sanatana said, Prabhu, you are asking for salt today. Tomorrow you may ask for dal, vegetables, sweets, and other things. Where shall I find them? I'm just a Babaji, living barely on a handful of flour obtained in Madhukari. If I begin to collect all those things, when shall I have time for Smarana? If you want better service, you should make arrangement for it yourself.
My God.
Sanatana told to Madan Mohan. So Madan Mohan had to make his own arrangements. Madan Mohan involved a businessman named Rama Das Kapoor to build a magnificent temple for him and make all other arrangements for such service as he desired. Sanatana did not live on premises of the new temple even for a day. Wow. He entrusted the seva service of Madan Mohan to a pujari, and Sanatana would live separately, devoting all his time to Smarana. Jai Gurudev. Radha Radha. A lower end has sometimes to be sacrificed for the higher purpose. Like lower purpose for higher purpose. Sanatana Goswami and Gauranga Das Babaji sacrificed lower service of the deity with physical body and materials on the mundane plane to higher service with spiritual body, Siddha Deha. Yeah. And materials on the transcendental plane in Smarana. Wow. Radhe.
Wow.
Oh.
Service to Krishna and service to
Shrimati
Radha.
This is example what Gurudev told to us some days ago, not long ago, like maybe 1 week or less even, the difference between Krishna Seva and Radha Seva. He told Krishna Seva, for Krishna Seva is enough this body, Sadaka Deha. But for the service of Srimati Radhika, we need Swarupa, spiritual body, divine body.
Radha Radha. Gauranga Das Babaji's Vairagya, which means indifference to the body and its requirements, became so intense that he was sometimes completely unconscious of his body. He also could not live at one place for long. He lived mostly in the forests, sometimes under a tree, sometimes under some other tree. In the evening, he went to some nearby village for Madhukari. Sometimes, instead of going for Madhukari, begging for food, he contented himself, he was happy, by eating leaves or whatever wild fruits he could find in the forests. Sometimes he would even go without food for several days. Sometimes Vrajabasis would see him lying almost unconscious under a tree for days together. Then they would offer some food to him under the tree. But his absorption in Leela was so deep at that time that he would neither feel hunger nor thirst. And food brought by the Brijabasis, they would find untouched. He would also not know whether he has clothes on his body or not. Once, when Gaurangadas Babaji was in a half-conscious state, he went to a village for Madhukari. One of the ladies, who usually gave him Madhukari, closed the door of her house as soon as she saw him. Another did the same when he reached her door. Yet another shouted angrily, "You mad Babaji! Go away from here!" Gaurangadas Babaji wondered why the ladies of Vraj, who loved him like their son and gave him Madhukari with pleasure, had suddenly turned hostile to him. It was only when some street, what is this, urchins, began to throw brickbats on him. I don't know, someone on the street began to throw brickbats on him that he regained consciousness. And then he realized that he was completely naked. Ladies were like, "Oh, oh my God." It was in this state of Divyon Mada, divine madness, that he was blessed with the vision of Krishna amidst the peacocks. Once in winter, Gaurangadas Ji was lying under the tree in Padaravan near Barshana, deeply absorbed in Lila Smarana. Cobra came crawling and climbed over his chest. He kept sitting for some time on the chest with head raised and hood expanded. Some Vrajabasis came to the forest to tend the cows, and they shouted, "Baba, Baba, there is a cobra sitting on your chest." Then Baba opened his eyes. On seeing the cobra, he remembered Anantadev. And he thought, "Oh, Anantadev had come to bless me." He folded his hands to pay respects to Anantadev and prayed for his blessings. The cobra bent its head as if to bless him and glided away. The blessings soon bore fruit. Blessings of cobra. Gaurangadas went to Vrindavan for the darshan of Jagadish Das Baba. At night, after massaging his feet, he slept on the ground near Baba's bed. Jagadish Das Baba was perhaps reminded of his assurance to him that he would one day see Krishna Leela. "You will see, Go. You will see." Perhaps Baba thought that the time for the fulfillment of the pledge had come. So he lovingly put his foot on the chest of Gaurangadas. As soon as he did this, Goranga Das began to feel as if his third eye has opened, as if a floodgate was suddenly opened and the stream of Krishna Lila started flowing freely into his heart. From that moment on, Goranga Das had direct perception, sakshatakara, of Krishna Lila, and was swimming freely, as it were, in the ocean of rasa, transcendental bliss. We have said before that the Mahatmas of Praj liked very much Goranga Das to read and explain to them the holy books relating to the Lila of Radha Krishna, especially Vrindavan Mahimamrita and Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi. They always looked eagerly for an opportunity to listen to his path, his classes. But not only the Mahatmas, the Thakurs of Vrindavan, also loved to hear his classes. In 1922, Brijabasis of Swamigram insisted that Goranga Das ji gives this course of Vrindavan Mahimamrita for 20 days in a temple of Swamigram. After finishing the class, on the 20th day, he decided to go somewhere else next morning. But the same night, the Thakur of the temple said to the Pujari in a dream, Thakur means Radha Krishna. They said to the Pujari in a dream, I like Goranga Das Baba's classes very much. Ask him on my behalf to continue his discourses for 5 more days. The Pujari told this to Baba. So Baba continued for 7 more days for the pleasure of Thakurji. Once, Baba decided to say Harikata in some village for 5 days and leave for some other place on the 6th day. So on the 5th day, after he had finished the kata, he saw in a dream at night that he had gone out for Madhukari in that village. At each door, he found Radha and Krishna waiting for him. They wait with each other. They glanced at each other in giving Madhukari to him and said amusingly, take Baba, take from me, take from me. So Baba dropped the idea of going away from that village the next day because he thought he should stay for some more time in the village in which the twin divinities of his heart viewed, he met with them while asking for Madhukari. In 1924, Pandit Ramakrishna Das Baba left Govardhan and went to Vrindavan and began to live in Dauji Ki Bagichi. Dauji Ki Bagichi. Now Vrindavan Research Institute is there. I don't know, Bagichi, something. Now Vrindavan Research Institute is situated there. This guy. Goranga Das Baba also began to live in Vrindavan in a cottage in Shahjahanpur ki Bagichi, very near this Dauji ki Bagichi. While living there, every evening, after returning from begging, he used to read out Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi to the wish-fulfilling trees around his cottage. One day, he returned late after Madhukari. Because it had become dark, he went inside his cottage and lie down. Soon after, he heard some knocking at the door. He came out and he heard the voice from the tree. Goranga Das, will you not read Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi today? Goranga replied, Maharaj, I'm sorry. I returned late from Madhukari. It is now dark. And you know, I have no lamp. I have no candles. No. Go back inside your kuti and see. There is a candle and the matchbox in the corner of your room, said the wish-fulfilling tree. Goranga Das went inside. He actually found the candle and the matchbox there. Immediately, he lighted the candle and read out Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi. Radha. Okay, we will stop here. Yeah, Radha Mohan are calling. Yeah. Radha, thank you for your attention.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda.